Now to one of the latest efforts to jumpstart the economy. It's like the government's Cash for Clunkers program, but this one is for things like refrigerators and washing machines, aimed at getting consumers to buy more energy-efficient appliances. But as NBC's Tom Costello reports, there are questions about whether the program will work.
Bargain hunting in New York City.
So it'll fit into your spot in your kitchen?
Yeah, the height is okay.
Where the Kleopoulos family was looking for a new refrigerator, drawn into a Home Depot by the government's $300 million Cash for Appliances program. Buy a new fridge, washing machine, or dishwasher with an Energy Star logo, and you could get a rebate of $50 to $250.
It gave me the incentive to come in today to buy the refrigerator that we kind of needed because our refrigerator is 15 years old.
Because the program varies from state to state, consumers should check when their state's program begins and which appliances are included. Some offer deeper discounts for buying several appliances. Some offer cash for recycling old appliances. The government estimates that up to 13% of an American home's energy use comes from appliances. And Energy Star appliances can cut that electricity use by up to 30%. The government is borrowing a page from last year's $3 billion Cash for Clunkers program, where rebates of up to $4,500 helped boost car sales. 690,000 new vehicles were sold, giving the economy a shot in the arm. But critics argue both programs are a waste of money, providing just a short-term economic pop.
It doesn't help the economy in the long term. What helps the economy in the long term is for consumers, household people, to get their consumption up and to keep it up.
But already consumers are smelling deals.
We have a lot of people coming in, mainly because there is a date, an end date to this.
The end date is when each state's money runs out. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.